Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Oregon Governor Theodore Geer was made of some pretty tough stuff. The man took a weekend, made a 30-mile bicycle ride to Shampooig, mowed a half acre of grass with a real-type push mower, chopped through an oak tree twice. It was all in a couple of days' work. Most of it was in one day's work. And of course, he rode back to Salem. It's a fun little story that was first published on October 1st, 2009, in the first year of Offbeat Oregon History. And here we go. Today, the idea that the governor of Oregon might have the leisure to leave the capital for 2 days to run an errand for the Oregon Historical Society might be kind of laughable. And if you ask somebody from the other political party, it might be maybe a little outrageous, too. After all, we're paying for his services, right? Well, things have changed a great deal in the last 110 years. On May Day of 1900, then-Governor T.T. Geer did just exactly that. But it wasn't what you'd call a relaxing vacation. Geer rode a bicycle in 1900 that would have been a modern-style safety bicycle, not one of those old-style ordinary ones with the huge front wheel and no brakes, but still a rather primitive machine. He rode it about 30 miles, then mowed a half-acre lawn with a push-powered reel mower when he got to his destination, and the following day chopped down a 6-inch-thick Gary oak tree with an axe. Then cut through it again to make a really thick stake, helped drive this stake into the soil, and then pedaled on back home. He did all this, by the way, in proper gentlemanly attire. Necktie, celluloid collar, the works. But it was all for a good cause. See, in 1899, Mr. Geer was a member of the fledgling Oregon Historical Society when this group decided it was going to scout the location of the most important historical events of Oregon's history. One of these spots was a place in Shampooey, where Oregon's first provisional government was formed in 1843. The town of Shampooey was one of the most important in the state at the time, of the founding of the provisional government, that is. But 2 years after Oregon became a state, it all washed away when the river rose. They did rebuild it further inland, but in the meantime, the railroad had come through elsewhere, and the town of Shampooey really never came back. By 1900, the sole surviving member of the party that formed the provisional government was Francis X. Matthew. So on May Day of 1900, Geer hopped on his bicycle. Quote, "Bicycle riding was a very popular fad at the time," he noted in his memoirs, and headed off across 30 miles of dirt roads across the Willamette Valley floor to Shampooey, where Matthew still lived. When he got there, though, he discovered that Matthew had forgotten all about the plan and had left for Portland on the train to run some errands. A long-distance phone call ensued, which, by the way, was a very big deal in 1900, and Matthew, apprised that the governor was waiting for him at home, caught the next southbound train he could. Meanwhile, Geer was having his head handed to him in a game of horseshoes with the overly modest secretary of the Oregon Historical Society, George H. Himes, who seems to have been a bit of a horseshoe shark. After 2 hours of this sort of abuse, Geer wandered over to the porch and sat with the women of the Matthew household, to whom he mentioned, just making chit-chat, you know, that the grass was getting kind of tall. Promptly, he was told that there was a fabulous lawnmower in the shed. Quote, "Game to the last, I expressed my undying fondness for pushing a lawnmower," Geer wrote, "and to prove my sincerity, I mowed something like a half acre of heavy bluegrass during the next hour and a half, much to the enjoyment of the demon Himes." The next morning, the party headed on over to Shampooey. Matthew pointed out the spot on which Oregon was more or less born, and the governor promptly borrowed an axe and used it to fell a 6-inch-thick oak, which seems like a little bit of overkill. I think a 4-inch-thick oak would have done the job, but he made this into a stake. Now, if you've ever tried to make your way through oak wood, you know what a big deal this would be. Well, the stake wedged firmly into the sun-baked silt loam of the riverbank, they headed back to the house. The governor hopped back onto his wheel and started pedaling back to Salem. Was he at least a little bit sore after this feat of profoundly unbusinessmanlike physical exertion? The record is silent on that.
Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.